Hi, my name's Sean Taylor. That guy over there is Chris Ford, a.k.a. The Objective Geek of YouTube and Twitter and of Tulsa. No, I don't know. Chris, did you go home for Christmas or do you just stay in Topeka?
I just stayed.
Okay, cool. Do you have any kind of rotation, like, will we do this year, that next year? Is it just completely seat of your pants?
Just whatever we're feeling. We didn't do anything like, we didn't. Nah. And I actually never go home for Christmas because I like to just be in my own home. That sounds weird. If I do go to Tulsa around Christmas time, I'll go like a couple of days before Christmas. But then I want to be in my home that I own on Christmas.
With your own tree and your kids' gifts and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I feel like my Christmas is like laid out for me and decided for me before I know what happens. I'll be like, oh, it'll be like September, and I'll be like, oh, looks like Christmas is on a Thursday this year. And Heather's like, yeah, so my mom wants this day, and your mom wants that day, and this day we gotta go to Dodge City, and then we'll come home after that, and I'll be like, sweet. All right, is that going to be fun? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do it. Let's do it. You look different. I hope you got everything on your wish list that you probably bought for yourself.
Yeah, I've mentioned this before. Like stuff that I want. Honestly, my wife wouldn't be able to buy. Really, and I enjoy getting whatever, you know, stuff my wife picks out for me, but I do typically just get whatever I want. Although right now I kind of want a real master sword or real metal one, not like real sharp and stuff, just actual metal one. But if I was to tell my wife, like, hey, I just want this thing, I think she wouldn't buy that. That's kind of what I want right now. Either the Sword of Omens or a Master Sword. But I know I'm not going to buy myself that because that's kind of a little too... I haven't found one that's... $80 would be the most I would spend on that.
And I'm sure you're looking in the 200s would be my guess for like a...
Okay, 120.
See, I would have guessed... Well, interesting. All right. Splurge on yourself, Chris. Just do it. Who doesn't need a sword... A literal sword.
The thing is, I think ever since I got that Black Power Ranger power axe, I was like, what else can I get of my favorite weapons? So that power axe was fairly cheap. Like, and I already have a nice katana from Demon Slayer, which this is made of bamboo. It's not metal or anything. But I like it because the sword is actually black and it looks like a sword. It's really cool. Then I tried to buy a cheap White Ranger. I'll get it because it's in my. You've never seen that there's a door here. I'm disappearing.
Or more surprising, there's not a door there. Chris is just really good at hiding.
But I was so excited about the Black Power Ranger battle axe that I bought, that it's made of foam, but it was still really cool. I was like, oh, great. I'll buy this white Power Ranger sword one. And I bought it, and I kind of like it, right? Made of foam and stuff. But there's one big problem with it, and it's Saiba. Like, from this side, it kind of looks fine. Ish, still not that great.
Yeah,
but when I turn 3D. This way, he is a horse. This is a horse. He's not look like a tiger.
He's derby.
At all. This is a horse.
He's derby.
So that one, even when I look at this,
he looks. Like, I know it's foam, but he feels like a 3D printed thing, right? Like it feels like a clump thing. But the rest of it looks good.
Other than that, the rest of it looks pretty cool.
But it, It does lack... I think you did good by getting the axe first, because there's something about the sword that lacks the gravitas of the axe.
No, you're right.
Like, just... you prioritized well.
I'm taking this back. Because he's not a freaking horse. Like, at best, maybe I could find a toy. Maybe I could get a 3D printed... No. Now I'm spending too much money on something that was supposed to be cheap.
Yeah.
I think it looks pretty cool, but it's a freaking horse. Yeah, it's not a tiger.
Also, I feel like is the gold emblem missing some like black what do I want to call it? Like black accent? Black? I feel like there was
probably
it's missing. Yeah, it's missing some black detail in the gold parts. I feel like I can't visualize it right now, but
I mean to ask. Meaning, ask John what he likes more, Power Rangers or Ninja Turtles? Because I've kind of been like conflicted. I don't know which one I like more.
If we're allowed to answer like a full like the full universe, like as a property, I think my easy answer is Turtles. If you start narrowing down to things more specifically, I might have a more difficult time. Because the Turtles, you have really good movies and TV shows and video games. Yeah. It's whereas, you know, the Power Rangers, I feel like I think the games are more hit or miss. I think the movies are more hit or miss. I don't know. I guess it will only be able to approve this scientifically with rankings episodes with John.
Yeah. But I don't know which one I like. I kept going back and forth, like both, especially in that time frame of like six-year-old Chris or Ryan. Makes sense. I went through some transition.
I mean, the Power Rangers, there might technically be more Power Rangers content overall, right? Just like season after season after season.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm just not sure which one I like more as a... Probably like they're so similar, and in a way they're similar. But anyway,
yeah, I'm very biased because I like those early Turtles movies and several Turtles video games, a ton. But so I'm interested in John's take though. He'd probably be surely in your boat of 50-50.
Yeah, I can see it because he might love Power Rangers more than I do because he collects. Like a bunch of those.
That's like, you know, half of his game room, at least that you see on camera, feels like it's Power Rangers. But that'd be the thing that might win you over towards Power Rangers is the toys. Like Turtles, there's a ton of them. Like, okay, yeah, but Power Rangers, like Zords, are meant to be toys. They're built for it, probably literally. Like, it's probably a He-Man situation. Like, we have a toy idea. Can we make this a TV show? And like, oh, we got this Japanese footage here you can use. Like, okay. No, the toys would be the deal breaker, maybe. Well, Chris, I hope you get what you want for Christmas. I do. I'll call it a suggestion. Let's call it a light suggestion. Heather and I still just, we kind of buy what we want because we were like, two people with jobs and no children for a decade. And so just buy things, but we still, every year we do try our best to surprise each other with something small ish. We don't put a dollar amount on it. It's usually, I'm going to guess, I mean, it's like usually under $50. And we try to surprise each other with one thing that like an actual surprise, didn't ask for it. Try to be really thoughtful. Sometimes it'll even be like a subscription. Like I'll give Heather a subscription or something because she knows I despise subscription services. So it'll be like whatever she wants or whatever she was discussing at that point in time. And that's been nice because then we have a surprise and B, something to actually open on Christmas. So yeah, give it a shot sometime or don't. I don't care. Not your boss. But it makes me give her a thoughtful gift instead of just capping out.
Where is that? Oh, no, it's from Community. I just don't know what episode it was. I think Jeff left a message.
Troy going away. Do it or don't. I'm not your boss. And it's like whatever. He's like whispering the goodbyes.
Got it. Okay.
We
seems like such a Jeff thing to say, of like nonchalantness at the end of, and also being like, I don't want responsibility for you. But you're right. I think it was Troy.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that's what. No, it is Troy telling somebody else, is I do this or don't. I'm not your boss. It is Troy telling. I don't remember who he's talking to, though. What did we just see? We just watched the episode of The Good Place where something happened that every single time I watch it, it hits me as like the funniest thing ever. What is it? It is in season 4 and the joke lands every time. Oh, Jason brings up his mom and she's like, he's like, yeah, she died when I was really young. The big C. That's what we call this crocodile in my neighborhood. Right. So instantly that's funny. And then he's like, no, I'm just kidding. It was cancer. It gets me every time.
You know what's funny is that I forgot. I forgot that joke. And so when you told me the first punchline, even that was funny.
That's funny enough by itself. That, yeah. That's what we call this crocodile in our neighborhood.
But then followed up with the second punchline. And that's even funny.
And I think it stands out because it gets me every single time it hits me. Anyway, Chris, this week we're going to do our, I think we've done similar-ish stuff in the past. We're just going to call it our 2026 Avatar wish list. But with the disclaimer that there are no rules or restrictions, so it can be anything whatsoever. But our 2026 Avatar wish list. I have a feeling we're going to have some things that will overlap, and so I'm going to start with one of those things. Chris, if you don't mind, I'll go first. Let's season 2 be decent, at least, right? The Netflix live action season 2. Let it at least maintain the current level of quality and the current level of interest at a minimum, because we want it to be good and we deserve it to be good. We want more. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's honestly the goal. It's just for it to maintain its quality. It'd be great if it was even better. And this from a person who really likes it. It's funny. I've been coming across more clips of it of season 1. I'm like, man, this is so great. Like, it's so freaking good. I will say this: the more I've thought about, and I've said this before, is that adaptions. Having varied adaptions, not necessarily one for one, it's actually good for IP and properties. That way it can branch out and different people can get different things from it. You can always go back to the cartoon. But like my example is Batman. Batman has literally thousands and thousands of iterations. And he has survived the test of time of being around for 80 something years because of these different iterations. If every iteration was the same, he would have stopped probably in 5 years. You run out of stories to tell and ways to tell it. It's just the exact same iteration. And so having varied iterations widens your scope of audience and yeah, it helps the property itself. So I was thinking about this more, especially thinking of like an older Aang, like what does that do for the story? How does that make Aang feel and stuff? And like, I am curious to see. I'm probably more curious going into this season. No, I mean, that's kind of a lie. I'm differently curious going into this season than I was in a different way than I was last year or last season. Because like, yeah, these characters seem a little bit older, and I know there'll be some things I'm like, yeah, I like better here and stuff, but still being able to experience something different, that's almost the joy of having adaptions.
I think so, Chris, you might remember, I don't necessarily, but in my head it's like if I was on the first season, if I was at like a 6.5 or 7 out of 10 ballpark territory overall, like, all right, that's good, I want to see more, that's good enough for me. The easiest way for me to be happier would be like, all right, well, if you hold that level of quality and then you get rid of some of those damn talking heads and some of that horrible telling you things instead of like showing you things, it would be a little thing that for me would instantly raise the quality bar and make me a very happy camper. But even if they don't, just all right, well, at least stay here, at least stay in that 7 out of 10. I want to see it because it's different and unique. Stay there. That's my bar for success. But again, ideally with a fewer talking heads and a little less verbatim description, which I feel like
Yeah.
shouldn't be that hard to achieve. But I am excited, and I think it will, Chris. I think that's a wish list item, but I also have faith that it actually is gonna get. Faith sounds too nebulous. I believe that it's gonna hold that level of quality. Believe. Chris, why don't you take the next one?
Right. The biggest thing coming out next year, which is interesting because we're kind of quiet. Because we haven't really gotten many updates about it at all,
Oh,
and also, and I was just like, oh, when does this movie come out again? It is the Legend of Aang, Avatar: The Last. Wait, I'm sorry. What is the movie called exactly?
No, I thought
It's
you nailed
called
it. Avatar: The Last Airbender, The Legend of Aang, or something.
The Legend of Aang. There we go. Yes, Avatar: Last Airbender, Legend of Aang. Its release date. Currently is October 9th, 2026. So we are only about 10 months away from being an adult Aang movie, and that should be pretty interesting.
I completely forgot that was this year, probably because of that nondescript title.
but yeah, so we'll probably get a trailer for it in a couple months. If I had to guess. Let's see, if it comes out in October. They're not going to waste Super Bowl money. Oh, wait, this is a really cheap. I'm sorry. I want to say cheap movie. This is a movie that they're not going to put out, I think, that much.
Yeah, that's not a Super Bowl. But what about like
No.
summertime, right? What if they hit
Oh, it'll be
the
earlier than that.
big,
It'll probably.
but like when the
First
marketing
trailer.
pops, right? Hit kids
Oh.
and families during
Yeah.
summer with your marketing big.
Yeah, that's when the marketing will get in full. I wouldn't say full swing, but start really popping. But I would expect a trailer probably in March, late February or March. And that's exciting. That's exciting just to look for a trailer. I think that trailer is going to be honestly pretty freaking great. I'm expecting a lot from the trailer for some reason. Saying more for the trailer than for the movie. I expect the movie to be. Also be great.
But what we're looking for in a trailer for this, I'm probably oversimplifying a little bit, is we just want to see new this animation again, and we just want it to be animated
Ah,
beautiful in
man.
front of
2D
our eyes.
2D animate 2D animation on a big screen.
Yes, that's what our brains, that's all our brains want from this, Chris. Like, I don't, it could probably be a bad movie, and I bet we would still walk out of the theater having like a refreshed palate. You know what I mean? Just like, you know what? That was nice. Which, by the way, if I go see it in theaters, what's the last movie I saw in a theater? If I didn't go to a theater between now and when, I presume that I'll just join you in Topeka uninvited, it may
I
be
may go
like a
join you. I may go find an IMAX
maybe
or
like
just a
a
big.
3 year window since my last movie in a theater.
Jeez, Sean,
I
you're the pro. You know what's funny is I was thinking about. I was thinking about how why Netflix is buying Warner Bros. And stuff, and people being like, "This is gonna kill the theatrical thing." And I'm like, I think that's already di like go to the, like people don't. It's people have one thing. Movie studios has trained audiences to stop going to theater because they release their stuff on digital like a month or 2 months later. But I am in the minority of like, oh, I like to go to the movies. I like to sit down. I like to take time out of my day to get up, buy a ticket, drive to a movie theater, sit in a seat and watch the movie. Like, not a lot of people really have that same feeling of me. Like,
I
it's
do
becoming
not
more and
know.
more niche. And like, Netflix buying Warner Brothers isn't, quicken that change, but that change is happening, and it's going to happen no matter what.
It was already happening. I don't think this is debatable. Chris, I think you'll be like, yeah, that's for sure. It was already happening before COVID, gradually, very gradually. Then COVID ramped it up to like a 9.
Yeah.
And yeah, agree or disagree with Netflix's current acquisition, you can't point the finger at Netflix. You can hate it, but you can't be like, they're ruining it. It's like, no, this was pre-COVID. There was a trend here. I will say, if I'm the problem, which that's fair, I'm also the problem for streaming services and all that.
You're bumming off of people. Peacock, I seriously don't watch Peacock that much. I find that funny.
I watch Peacock so much because it has Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Community and Monday Night Football and, no, sorry, Sunday Night Football and, what's another? There's one more big thing on there I'm missing. Good Place?
Good Place. Yeah, came on NBC.
I have files of the Good Place that I watch because I care that much about it. Anyway.
Well, you can't buy it on Blu-ray or DVDs.
You sure can't. Mm. But Jordan actually has a theater pass. He literally goes to the movies like 3 or 4 times, just something he likes to do.
You know what's funny is that I think Netflix could honestly, they probably don't have any aspirations for this, but the person who started Netflix, he left, and then, and I may be wrong, it's insincere, but he started MoviePass. MoviePass was insane. I freaking love MoviePass. You remember MoviePass?
Not familiar.
You never had it. Oh. I had it. You pay $10 a month. You can see as many movies as you want.
So that's, and I was like, Jordan has. Like, what do they have in Wichita?
They have. I'm sure he has like AMC StubHub or something like that.
AMC is that in Wichita? And it's just, but it's like $25 a month. Like he has to go.
Yeah.
Three times to get his money's worth at least.
Yeah.
But he ends up going like 3 times. Like he sees every new movie, good or bad. He has a rotating schedule of this is movie night, that's movie night.
By time, I would do that.
I think he's thinking that he'll like meet a girl in the movie theater or something. And I keep wanting to point out to him, it's like you don't talk to new people in the movie theater, dog. Like you're. You need to try a park or anywhere else.
Go to the library.
To the library.
Go to.
Sorry, off topic. No, our eyes are going to be relieved when we see.
I was saying Netflix could possibly do a subscription deal the way they do with their movies, with their streaming thing. Have a side thing of like, here's a theater thing and our movies only, you can go see them whatever X amount of time in the movie theater while they're playing. Well, the movie theaters probably love that because they can then
Win-win, Chris.
But again, I'm not sure if Netflix is like, hey, that's the route we want to go, but it'll be great for, cinephiles like myself who loves going to the movies. Like I love the feeling of sitting down in a movie theater before the movie starts and see the screen, you sit in your chair. Just that feeling is great.
This is my preferred place to watch a movie, right? This chair, this room. Chris, when I shut everything else off, this room is pitch black. The acoustics in here are intentionally fantastic.
But you're not shutting everything off. You still got your phone. You still have other possible distractions. When you're sitting in a movie theater, it's just you and the movie. You're locked in.
But you have inspired me to the next time I actually watch a movie, I will shut everything off. I'll put my baby to bed. I'll turn the phone off.
Just to spite me.
Spite's the opposite. I was going for inspiration. You have inspired me to take in a movie in a better way.
Just called inspirery.
Inspiration. That's a complisplain it. Let's complisplain it.
Yeah.
What the hell? No, splain a brag.
Splain a brag.
Complisults and splain a brags. That's what it was. Anyway, I'll make myself a popcorn because I do love a good movie theater popcorn. No, for real though, it'll be like 3 years, but our eyes will be just like a breath of fresh air to see that
on
the screen.
Gosh, yeah.
Like it's 1999 all over again.
2D animation is so great. Man, just seeing like little clips from like Anastasia of like, and I never even watched Anastasia before, really, but
what a beautifully animated. Is that the makers of Ferngully? That's not Disney. It's who did that?
Was it DreamWorks?
No, it's too early for DreamWorks, I think. Now I gotta look it up.
Yeah, thank
you. What a beautifully animated film that's probably better than people give credit for, actually.
Yeah. What
did you film? 1997 film. Chris, I echo your sentiment. I didn't have it on my list or anything because I forgot that it existed. but yeah, it absolutely. 20th Century Studios. It's a Don Bluth film. That's what I was kind of looking for. Interesting.
But yeah, that's funny. This movie would probably be the biggest thing for the fandom because it will really decide where the franchise goes and how successful it's going to be. I don't expect it to make, you know, a lot of money. Probably high 300s.
But
these movies aren't making money as they used to be.
If it's good enough to bring people into a theater, that's a good sign.
Although recent anime movies have been killing at the box office. Like the Demon Slayer movie, Infinity Castle, made like 800 million. It made more than any superhero movie came out. Maybe somewhere between 700 and 800.
Nice.
And so, like, we'll have, and those are 2D animation also. May have a little bit of like.
Demon Slayer is a more recent phenomenon, though.
That's
right?
The
like
thing.
The recency is going to help. But if it made if this made 500 plus, you'd still be happy, right? Like at 500, you'd be like, okay.
I think 350 is where I would be. Anything below 350, I'd be like, man, we should make more. It's funny, the original one made, M. Night's film made, what's like, 650. It was actually successful at the box office.
Fiscally only.
Yeah.
But it was also expensive to make, wasn't it? For the time.
Yeah, I mean, it probably cost like 220 or something.
Like, it was a full AAA budget film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway. Chris, yeah, I echo your sentiment on all fronts. I want a good, which this is a catch-22, I want a good Avatar game, damn it. And we see these clips right now, Chris. It's a fighting game. And it's going to be a weird thing if, like, the first quote-unquote good Avatar game is a fighting game, because it's just my least played genre of game. I'll also say that fighting games would be like the most notorious thing for having a good looking like gameplay trailer, but that you just can't tell until you pick it up and you feel the balance. The balance of the game is the most impossible thing that every fighting game ever fights against, pun intended. So all that coming full circles, I don't necessarily need it to come out this year. I just, can't we get a good Avatar adventure of some type, please?
Oh man, that would be great. I mean, I forget when that game was supposed to be, where there's like an ice age and you're like an avatar. I want to say like maybe a Fire Nation avatar that takes place like hundreds and hundreds of years before
Kyoshi. It could be basically a blank slate if you step it back far enough, as long as you don't, you know, want hyper good technology or that, but just, it seems like the universe would be prime for a big fun adventure, big in sort of scope, but not of like our budget expectations for super duper high resolution everything. So it's like, no, just a nicely animated big adventure. I would settle for any good game because there still is just no good Avatar games.
I would say Legend Korra is a good
Cora is good. It is an exception because it's made by Platinum Games, and they do good stuff. And every other Avatar game is not made by Platinum Games, nor anyone as reputable. Another game that if you want to play, you have to have a file to play already in your possession.
Yes. Yep. I got it.
I got a
file. Not illegally. I have it legally on because I bought it on PlayStation 4. Yeah,
the actual store.
Yeah. All right. I am excited that so far looks like the fighting game is getting pretty positive response and their testing.
I hope so. I'll play it. I'll try it. I'll be like, good.
If it's good, if it gets like a average